What about Emily? It's totally a girl next door's name.
Emily stole my boyfriend. I hate that name.
I have one. Heather.
Heather's my cat's name. She's always in heat.
What about Pauline?
No, that is not an entertainment show host name.
Well, Sarah's too plain. What
you
about...
want something like with a spice in it.
Chatrice.
Lamangelo.
No.
Lamangelo or Orangelo. That's
right.
All right. What about Diana?
She's dead.
No. Yeah, she's dead.
There's only one Diana, dude. You know she lived her life. Okay, that's it. We need some new ideas.
Kevin, you
Alyssa,
wanted to see me?
Thank God you're here. Please, pull up a chair. We need to pick your brain.
My brain?
So, they want me to host a new show called US Entertainment Today.
What? That's great news. That fits you like a club. Congratulations.
But in order to get the position, I need a new English name.
And we've been at this for 4 hours.
Just pick a name. Faith, Destiny... Candy, sugar...
Okay, we've been through all that, Alyssa.
You guys are making a mountain out of a molehill. Why don't you just pick Miranda? That's pretty.
No, young Lynn looks nothing like a Miranda. Miranda have long blonde hair. They wear jeans and boots all the time. Live out in the country and work on a farm.
Don't mess with Texas! Yeehaw!
You gotta stop watching westerns. Mirandas are, like, that's like a professional salsa dancer's name. Mirandas are totally into the latest fashion. They have fiery personalities. What are you looking at? My sister is the stereotypical Miranda.
Oh, wait, so people associate names with certain physical and personality traits?
Yeah. Okay. I think Christine would fit you really perfectly.
No. Christine is the complete opposite of Yang Lin. Christine is someone who has lots and lots of ambition, is always professional, but also has, like, a punk rocker side.
Yeah, I have to agree. Christine is a bad fit. They're kind of, control freaks and really...
That's not
me. High-strung.
Yeah. I still think Jody is the best name that we've come up with.
Nah, do you remember that intern? Classic Jody. She was tall and delicate, you know, blazing her own trail, not conforming to society, you know.
See, they just can't see eye to eye. We're helpless.
Okay, I think maybe we just need a new strategy here. Here, follow me. Let's try this instead. We'll all write down the names that we like the most, okay? And then Yang Lin will just pick one at random.
Yes!
Wait,
right?
What is that?
Beggars can't be choosers, Yang Lin. We've spent way too much time on this already.
No, but you guys have to promise you write good names.
Gertrude.
No, that's old.
Hey, you know, Kevin, what we should do is we should blindfold Yang Lin and spin around a couple of times.
I need to see this. I need to spin around. One, a spin. A two, a spin. A three, a spin.
Okay.
You knew it.
Wait.
It's sunshine. Or sun's hat.
Are you guys serious?
It has a nice ring to it.
It gives you a visual.
It fits you perfectly.
Congratulations. Look at the sun. Look at the sun. I got a thing.
Seriously?
Holy crap.
Everyone, welcome to US Entertainment Today. I'm your new host, Sunset Young. Now let's look at our first news package for today. The National News Panda Cat.
Fit like a glove.
非常合适。
The new jacket fits me like a glove.
我的新夹克非常合身。
With her experience in social media marketing, this position fits her like a glove.
她具有社交媒体的推广经验，非常适合这个职位。
You can't be a Christine. Your best friend is named Christine. Plus, Christine is like the girl in the office who's got everything together.
How about Jody?
You mean like as in the old intern?
No.
That was my line.
Just was your line.
Make a mountain out of a molehill.
小题大做。
You missed the deadline once. You're not going to lose your job. Stop making a mountain out of a molehill.
你就这一次没按时完成工作，不会被炒鱿鱼的，别小题大做了。
Way too gay for me. Beggars can't be choosers.
乞丐不能挑肥拣瘦，求人不能挑三拣四。
Can I borrow your leather jacket?
借我你的皮夹克穿穿行吗？
Sure, here you are.
当然，给。
It's blue. Can I have the black one?
蓝色的啊，能不能借我那件黑色的？
Beggars can't be choosers.
求别人就别那么挑三拣四的了。
Howdy, partner.